Chapter 3. Exact, expect, accept. When we pray with our left brains, we say a lot of words. How effective do you think this prayer is? God bless my friend. Amen. It's definitely a prayer, but how do you know if that prayer was answered? In order to be effective, three things must happen. Prayer must be exact, you must expect the answer, and you must accept God's will. I have found this to be particularly important with health issues. If someone asks you to pray for their knee, it's time to be exact. Find out exactly what's wrong. Did they tear tendons or ligaments? Find out where. Imagine those fibers growing back together, tightening up. Is it arthritis? Then find out what the knee joint looks like. Imagine it strengthening, smoothing out. Praying with the right side of your brain means using images to clarify exactly what you're praying for. My friend Bayo had a surgery where the optic nerve in his left eye was severed. For one whole summer, I had groups of people praying that his eye would recover sight. We imagined those nerve cells growing back together. And you know what happened? He began to see light through that eye. In March 2015, I had a young woman tell us about her mother who had a rare blood disease. We prayed for her as if every cell in her body was being radiated by light through Jesus' hands. The next morning, during our prayer request time, she told us, "My mother went to the doctor yesterday and they can find no trace of the disease." The whole crowd erupted in shouts and clapping. Being exact in your prayers works. One of my favorite apps on my phone is the Pocket Anatomy app. It's made primarily for doctors and nurses. Now, anytime someone mentions a health problem, I bring up my phone and see what exactly the problem is. Prayer is the solution. Now, I'm not trying to say that you should stop seeing your doctor. What I am saying is, tap into the power of prayer and see for yourself that God can accelerate your healing. Being exact is important in every aspect of your prayer life. Are you having financial issues? Exactly how much money do you need? If you just say more money, that's not an answer. I remember when I was first learning this back in the early 1990s. I was living in Savannah with my wife and two small children. I was working at a TV station and we were pretty much broke. I got a huge bill to fix my car. I had no idea how we were going to pay for that. The bill was about $1,200. I spent time in prayer asking the Lord about it. 2 days later, I got a letter in the mail from the IRS. They said I had forgotten a deduction and sent me a check for $1,210. Man, if that's not a miracle, I don't know what is. Listen, lay your burdens on the Lord and be specific and pray about it often. Being exact helps you know when your prayers have been answered. With financial problems, I always love how the Father answers our prayers in exact ways. Perhaps there's a relationship problem in your life. Be exact. What exactly do you want to have happen? Do you pray that when you're around that person, you will feel happy and at ease? Then pray for that. Go into your prayer room, inside your mind, sit down with Jesus and project an image of that person. See them smiling and happy. Now join that person. See yourself having a terrific time together. Jesus comes with you and hugs both of you, bringing healing. When you spend time in prayer, focus on being exact. Perhaps if this person irritates you, imagine them talking to you and your reaction is calm and smiling. Maybe you can build a bubble around you that neutralizes any negative or mean comment. I know this sounds kind of far out, like how could this possibly work? Your brain is a pattern matching machine. If you replay in your mind over and over that when they do X, you will respond with Y, that when it happens in your office, your response is different. Listen, one of my favorite things is my podcast. That's at www.verbalsurgery.com/podcast. It's verbalsurgery.com. I've spent hours encouraging people to be nice. Listen, respond with kindness, and over time that mean attitude will just go away. It doesn't seem possible, but people can change. Be the change they need in their lives. Respond as if they were saying nice things. In order for your prayer to be effective, it must be exact. But that's not all. You must also expect that the Lord will answer you. I love the image of a person praying for rain and carries an umbrella. Do you know what religious people call when you expect something to happen? Faith. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 21:21. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what is done to that fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done." What exactly is doubt? You do not think it's going to happen. The opposite of that is you think it is going to happen. You are expecting it to happen. Obviously, you have to have a lot of faith to imagine that a mountain is going to move. Do you think you could ever expect that? Probably not. That's why you have to start small. When you see that God answers your small problems, then you begin to believe that God can answer your big problems. If you don't expect it to happen, it probably won't. My daughter Ashley and I like to play the dirty money game. Every day, we start the game fresh. We look for change on the ground. When we find a penny, we immediately text the other person with one up. It's fun to go through the day looking for dirty money. But there is a deeper reason behind the dirty money game. We normally find at least $10 worth of change on the ground each year. We have found so much money every day that we expect to find money on the ground. The game has taught us faith. Now, it doesn't take a lot of faith to believe that a person will feel better from a headache, but it does take some faith. So start building your expectation of answered prayer by praying for a lot of small things too. Perhaps the hardest part of the three things that make prayer effective is that we must accept the Father's will. When I explain this to groups at our conferences, I bring out my green laser. This laser is so powerful that you can actually see the beam. After turning out the lights, I have someone hold up their hand in the back of the room and I tell them, God sees time very differently from us. God sees time as one long line. We see time as a single second, like that spot on their hand. And then I have someone closer to me hold up their hand and shine the laser on that point. This may represent when you were a teenager. Another holds up their hand. And this when you were just a child. But God sees all your life at one time. He knows everything that will happen. Perhaps you can remember a time when you prayed for something so fervently and God said no. I remember a time in 1991 when my family was praying to be appointed to go to Nigeria to serve as missionaries. Surely that was going along God's will, right? When the Foreign Mission Board told us that we were not approved because the timing wasn't right, we were devastated. A few months later, the area we were to serve had a lot of civil unrest. The Father knew it all along and was protecting us. I'm sure that you have had times in your life as well that God gave you a no answer. Over time, you realize that God is a lot smarter than us and that we would have missed out on so many blessings if our prayer had been answered with a yes. I think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was not his desire to be beaten and hung on a cross, yet he accepted God's will. Jesus knew that the long-term solution that the Father has for us is always correct. Being able to accept that the Father may answer our prayer request with a no is not easy to handle. Yet I've seen that as soon as we are okay with whatever answer He may give us, that is exactly the time He often answers with a yes. It seems that when we want something so badly, it's often for the wrong reason. Seldom is the desire for some material thing for the right reason. Do we really need more stuff? God is concerned for our physical needs. It is correct to pray for our daily bread, yet perhaps we don't need a whole bakery. For our prayers to be powerful, we must be exact. Know very specifically exactly what you are praying for. We must expect that the Father will answer our prayers. We must constantly be looking for the answer. That builds our faith. And most importantly, we must accept that the Father knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the future. He knows what's best for us, and we must release our desires to Him. Power prayer is not leverage over God. We are not trying to make Him do something. We completely accept His will and know that He loves us more than we even love ourselves. Amen.